Jim Field. Girls postseason softball play got underway last night with Class 1A girls regional first round action. In games around our area last night, it was Walnut defeating AHST by a score of 3-2. Riverside beat Cam 6-0. Griswold over Adair Casey 13-8. St. Albert over East Mills 6-5. Fremont Mills beat Nishnabotna 9-1. West Monona was an 8-6 winner over West Harrison. Trainer shut down Sydney 10-0 behind Caitlin Flossinger, who tossed perfect game in the circle. Whiting over Boyer Valley 7-3. Bedford beat Essex South Page 6-4. It was Corning over Valencia 9-1. East Union beating Lennox 8-6. Van Meter topping Orient Maxburg 12-0. Earlham beat Guthrie Center 13-1. Coon Rapids Bayard over Glidden Ralston 17-3. And Arweva, a winner over East Green by a score of 11-9. Now, those winners all advance into second round play. Some of those games coming up yet tonight. Among the matchups this evening, at Avoca, Walnut will face Exira EHK. At Bedford tonight, it'll be Bedford facing Stanton. At Charter Oak this evening, Charter Oak Ute will host Whiting. At Harcourt tonight, Southeast Webster Grand will play Coon Rapids Bayard. There's a doubleheader at Mount Air tonight as Wayne will play Lamoni at 6, followed by Murray versus Mount Air at 7:30. At Underwood tonight, Underwood hosting St. Albert. And at Woodbine this evening, West Monona will face Woodbine. Those winners all moving on in postseason tournament play. Class 2A girls first round action gets underway now tonight. Among the games locally, at Alleman tonight, it'll be Panorama facing North Polk. At Audubon tonight, the Wheelers will play West Central Valley. At Clarinda, it's Shenandoah facing Clarinda. At Irwin tonight, Kemper Catholic will play IKM Manning. And at Mapleton this evening, Otobolt Arthur BCIG will face off against Maple Valley, with those winners all moving on in postseason play as well. Also in regular season girls softball last night, Creston swept a pair of games from Lewis Central. Both scores were identical, 5-0. Harlan a winner over Abraham Lincoln, also by a score of 4-1. In high school boys baseball play last night, it was Stanton over Adair Casey 11-5. Tri-Center beat AHST 13-0. Trainer over Griswold 22-6. Shenandoah beat Red Oak 8-6. It was Glenwood over Lamars 13-5. Lewis Central swept a pair from Creston 5-0 and 8-7. Kemper Catholic beat Gilbert 4-1. Boyer Valley over Missouri Valley 3-2. Mount Air beat Corning 4-2. Ridgeview over IKM Manning 6-0. And St. Albert took 2 from TJ, 11-3 and 13-4 last night. Over to Major League Baseball now, where Albert Pujols returned to the St. Louis Cardinals lineup a month ahead of schedule after breaking his forearm last month. But even the presence of the three-time National League MVP couldn't prevent the Cards from dropping a 9-8, 13-inning loss to Cincinnati. Pujols went 1-for-6 with an RBI in his first game back. The Cards rallied from an 8-run deficit to force extra innings, but pinch hitter Ramon Hernandez doubled in the go-ahead run in the 13th inning as the Reds avoided a 3-game sweep. Chris Heisey, Jay Bruce, Fred Lewis, and Scott Rowland all homered for the Reds, who led 8-0 in the fifth inning, but managed only 3 hits over the next 7. Matt Holliday homered for the third time in 2 games for the Cards, whose lead in the National League Central is down to 1 game over Milwaukee. Elsewhere in the National League, Mike Stanton delivered a walk-off homer in the 10th inning as the Florida Marlins overcame an early 4-run deficit to avert a series sweep by beating the Philadelphia Phillies 7-6. The Washington Nationals made it 3 in a row over Chicago with a 5-4 win. Atlanta routed Colorado 9-1 as Jair Jurgens won his National League leading 12th game. The New York Mets won their 4th straight game, 5-3 over the L.A. Dodgers. Houston beat Pittsburgh 8-2. Pinch hitter Casey McGee launched a 3-run homer in the 7th inning as Giovanni Gallardo and the Milwaukee Brewers bested Arizona 3-1. Also, San Francisco edged San Diego in 14 innings by a score of 6-5. In the American League, Derek Jeter is 3 hits away from becoming the first New York Yankee to record 3,000 hits as a Yankee. Jeter had a double and a walk in 4 plate appearances in the Yankees' 5-3 loss in Cleveland. Rookie Lonnie Chisenhall at his first career homer for Cleveland, which took 2 of 3 from the AL East leaders. Boston trimmed Toronto 6-4 last night. Texas clocked Baltimore 13-5 to complete a 3-game sweep. After scoring just 1 run and losing the first 2 games of the series in Anaheim, the Detroit Tigers broke out of their offensive funk with a 5-4 win over the LA Angels. Evan Longoria snapped out of his slump with 3 hits and 4 RBIs, helping the Tampa Bay Rays avoid a sweep in Minneapolis with a 12-5 win over the Twins. Bruce Chen pitched effectively against the Baltimore Orioles, pitched effectively into the seventh inning as Eric Hosmer hit a home run, and the Royals beat the White Sox by a final of 4-1. And Guillermo Moscoso allowed two hits in seven innings, and Scott Sizemore homered and drove in two runs to help the Oakland A's salvage the finale of a three-game series with a 2-0 win over the Seattle Mariners. Well, now that Albert Pujols is back in the St. Louis lineup, Cardinals manager Tony La Russa says he'd love to see the slugger end up in the All-Star game as an injury substitution. La Russa believes the last thing Pujols needs right now is time off. La Russa's only objection would be if Pujols was part of the home run derby competition, which can be wearing on a player. Several years ago, Jim Edmonds hurt his shoulder going for the fences. If Pujols had the chance to play on Tuesday, La Russa says absolutely, he'd be all for it. In Pacific Coast League baseball last night, the Omaha Storm Chasers a 5-4 winner over New Orleans, while Oklahoma City tamed the Iowa Cubs 3-2. That leaves Omaha a game and a half up on Memphis in the American North Division standings. Iowa's in third place, seven games back. iCubs are at New Orleans again tonight to open up a series, while Omaha will open up a series on the road at Oklahoma City later on this evening. Roger Clemens' perjury trial is open with both sides, raising the prospect of calling a roster of former baseball stars as witnesses, and the judge angrily criticizing Congress for withholding an audio tape of Clemens' deposition at the heart of the case. Clemens is accused of lying to Congress about using performance-enhancing drugs during his record-setting career in which he won 354 Major League games. Prosecutors and the defense read the panel a list of people who may be called as witnesses or mentioned at the trial that included some of the biggest names in baseball. They include those who have been at the center of the steroid scandal, such as Mark McGwire, Barry Bonds, Sammy Sosa, Rafael Palmeiro, and Jose Canseco. The list also includes Baseball Commissioner Bud Selig, New York Yankees General Manager Brian Cashman, former Yankees manager Joe Torre, former Players Union Director Donald Fehr, and several other officials and teammates. That trial began with an intensive jury selection process that's expected to go into next week. A Canadian sports doctor whose high-profile clients have included Tiger Woods and Alex Rodriguez pleaded guilty in federal court to charges that he brought unapproved drugs, including human growth hormone, into the United States to unlawfully treat professional athletes. Dr. Anthony Galea is a healing specialist from Toronto who was sought out by the biggest names in sports. He was indicted by a federal grand jury in October on charges that he smuggled human growth hormone and other substances into the United States, conspired, and lied to border agents to avoid getting caught. He faces similar charges in Canada. NFL owners and players may find themselves shifting now to hurry-up mode as time gets tight to reach labor peace. Although both sides say progress has been made in the last month of meetings in various locations, the prospect of postponing the opening of training camps grows stronger every day. The Hall of Fame game opens the preseason schedule just 1 month from today. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell and NFLPA Chief Demora Smith plan to return to the negotiations today, along with several owners and players. Armin Gilliam, who was part of the UNLV Runnin' Rebels basketball team that made a run to the 1987 Final Four, has died at the age of 47. Gilliam also played 13 seasons in the NBA with stints in Phoenix, Charlotte, Philadelphia, New Jersey, Milwaukee, and Utah. His best season was the 1995-96 campaign with the Nets when he averaged a career-high 18.3 points per game and 9.1 rebounds. The Allegheny County Medical Examiner's Office says Gilliam died Tuesday night at the LA Fitness Gym in Bridgeville, Pennsylvania, while he was playing basketball. A cause of death has not yet been determined, pending an autopsy. And the University of Northern Iowa's latest Hall of Fame class includes six former standout athletes and the 1989-90 men's basketball team. The university announced its latest class on Wednesday. It features golf coach Ken Green, women's basketball star Allison Pullman, pole vaulter Jacob Pauley, All-American swimmer Kevin Meacham, and wrestling All-American Gary Steffensmeyer. The men's basketball team, coached by Eldon Miller, earned the school's first NCAA tournament appearance in Division I and stunned third-seeded Missouri in the first round. Dr. Christopher Edgington, who served as director of the School of Health, Physical Education, and Leisure Services from 1991 to 2010, has also been awarded the university's Meritorious Service Award. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.